To say this, I'm gonna just say it. I quit my nursing job without a plan as a new nurse.
New grad nurse leaving career options. And we're seeing a lot of new grads, they just got out of nursing school and they just can't take this job anymore. This person says past 10 weeks have honestly been some of the hardest of their life. It's a shame to say that they spent 4 years and $100,000 plus for nursing school and just doesn't want to do nursing anymore. Studying, you know, constant grinding, all this money, you know, says being an actual nurse, there's so many responsibilities and the stress is through the roof. And not to mention the stress just makes it even more when you got a bunch of hospitals just cutting employees. Like recently, Children's Hospital of Los Angeles cutting almost 500 employees because of financial strain. You know what's going on? Massive layoffs in some of the biggest companies in the world. And a lot of this stuff is slowly spilling into the healthcare sector. As you got some of the biggest hospital companies like Kaiser, Point 32 Health, you know, some of the local hospitals in a lot of these cities, all doing layoffs. It's not looking so good. The layoffs in healthcare is kind of getting out of control and nurses are feeling the stress.
I'm gonna cut straight to the point. I got $1.52 in my account. All the bills are still due. And today's my last day at work to go pursue something that God has put on my heart to go do. I am allowing my faith to be bigger than my fear. Lord, have it all. You taught me to do it. You said, trust you. Okay, I'll trust you. You said, go do this. You opened up doors that I shouldn't even be in. And I said, all right, I'll go do it. And I'm going to tell y'all like this. I don't know what he's about to do. Okay? I don't know who this is for. Take that chance. If he's put it on your heart, take that chance. I ain't saying go quit your job, go do that. I am doing that. But because he told me to. All right, but I don't know what he's telling you. But take that chance. Take that chance on him. Say that yes to him. Okay? Because I could think about all the times that I have just fully trusted him. And I was like, Lord, I don't know what I'm about to do. Do I still get nervous? Yes, I'm still human. But every time I think about all the times I said yes to him and he took care of every single thing. I don't even know how he did it because the money show wasn't there, but it got took care of. I'm talking about either it got wiped away or it got paid. Don't know how. Listen, but then I do know how. That almighty power. All right, what I'm telling y'all today is I love y'all. Take that chance. Take that chance on the Lord. Say yes. Okay? I love y'all, but Jesus loves y'all more. Holla.
I was just like thinking back and reflecting on how when I was a nurse and I was working in the hospital, how misaligned that was for me. And I was doing that for 5 years and it was so draining. Like it was so taxing on my being and I just couldn't do it anymore. And looking back, you know, becoming an entrepreneur and building something from literally the ground up, from like literally nothing, has been hard. But to have stayed where I was in a misaligned position that was like sucking me dry, I just don't know the toll that it would have taken had I stayed longer. And I'm just like, I have so much gratitude for trusting the process and literally taking the leap, feeling the fear, and doing it anyway. Like, I didn't know how things were going to unfold. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know that I was going to be safe because even at that time, my faith was non-existent. But I just knew that to stay in something so deeply misaligned was going to kill me, and I felt like it was. And I just want to say for, you know, all the nurses out there, or just all of the people out there who are living a life that is deeply misaligned with your being, things will become so uncomfortable for you that you have no choice but to do something different. And I just want to let you know that if you're in that place and you're feeling like you need to have the answers or you need to have control over the process in order for you to bust a move, that like you just have to trust, you just have to take the leap, and you have to know that the net will appear, that you are safe. You're always safe. You're always secure, even when it doesn't look like it on the outside. But that taking that leap is what's going to lead to your soul's alignment. And I just cannot stress to you how full life is when you are in alignment with your mission. I hope this helps someone. You got this. I love you.
I quit my nursing job. Let's talk about it. Well, I know I haven't posted in like months, I feel like, at this point. And this is definitely like pre-recorded. I'm not posting this like in real time, but yeah, I quit my PICU job. Definitely a really hard decision for me to make. A big part of me felt like a failure and felt like I had, you know, made this whole thing about like leaving and wanting to try something new and leave my old job. And that wants to like love where they're at. It's simply not what this situation was. I definitely talked a little bit about this in the beginning, about how I was definitely struggling a little bit on days and just feeling like everything was so new to me in a PICU, ICU type of environment. And there was definitely shifts that I came home and like called my mom and I would just like cry. And I was like, I don't know if I made the right decision. I'm so just like not happy. And I understand that there was going to be times when I would like leave the hospital and not be happy, but there was more times than not that I was stepping out of work and just being like, I'm unhappy. Push it in the back of my head, because like I said, I really wanted to try at this new job, and I wanted it to like work out, and I wanted it to be like the like quote unquote dream job. And you know, I had this like picture in my head of what it was supposed to be. And I think that was like the hardest part, was kind of like realizing that it's not for me, and that's okay. It was just very like mentally draining. I think that burnout I experienced in a matter of like 8 weeks. One of my like happiest nights working was when I had this one patient who was like very much like a talking, like alert patient, and I like played Legos with him and we like chit-chatted until he like went to bed. And I had a lot of that on my last floor, obviously, because it was a med-surg floor. And I was just like, I missed this. Like, I missed talking with my little like toddlers. I missed like holding the babies and being able to like interact with my patients. And can be sicker, you don't typically see that. They're intubated, they're sedated. Was really sad. The doors would like open on my floor, and I was like instant sadness, instant like anxiety. And listen, like, I know that there are going to be times in just working that you're not going to want to get out of bed and you're not going to want to work, and like, who doesn't have those moments? But for me, it was like every single shift, I did not want to get up, I did not want to get ready, I didn't want to go, I didn't want to take the bus to work. Like, it was just not like, maybe this feeling will pass, it's temporary. But at some point I had to be like, either this feeling's gonna pass and I'm gonna stop complaining about it, or I'm going to do what's best for me and I'm going to leave. And that's why I chose to leave, because I was just not happy. I always say, another like thing that like was giving me so much anxiety was kind of being like, it costs so much to like train a nurse and have them go through the orientation process, and for me to like put in my notice like a month after I start on my own, I was like, oh my god, like I'm gonna be like seen as like, you know, this and that, like whatever. But at the end of the day, and like I spoke to my manager, like my manager spoke to me about this, and she's just like, I just want to know your reasoning for leaving, like very nice about it. Every hospital is like this. I would like to find a hospital that's not, but at the end of the day, like, we are just a number to them. Nurse to decide to leave a position, her position or his position is going to be filled just quick. So that's what I had to like keep telling myself, by being like, my happiness is more important than what anyone thinks, is more important than just like thinking you're gonna like let down an institution. So I don't mean that in any way. I don't want anyone to take that like personally and be like, oh, you're just blah blah blah. No, I loved the new floor that I worked with. Everyone was extremely nice. So yeah, guys, that's kind of where I'm at. But you guys, my outfit. Okay, so this is the final look. It's guys. So I just put in my letter of resignation at work. And let's unpack that with me while I take down this updo that I've done over the weekend. I'm gonna decide if I'm gonna redo it as I'm taking it down. So for y'all that don't know me, my name is Maya. I'm a registered nurse. I worked in a specialty previously in neurosciences. I have a background in rehab. I also am a mama to a NICU baby, which is why a lot of people found me. She's now about to be 2 on Wednesday. Like, where's the time going? And I'm just trying to figure out my career path from here. Y'all, there's so many bobby pins in my head. Like, oh my goodness. But anywho, so basically, I actually had posted a previous video of me starting my software engineering journey. And because of the kind of job that I had, the time was just absolutely not able to be managed well. The job was supposed to be 8 to 4:30. I was told that it would be like providing members with a lot of education and things of that sort. And it was not. It's all case management, and it was not listed as such. So because me, I am not a quitter. I usually, that is not like what I am known for. I'm not a quitter. I decided to stick it out and just try to make it work for me because it is remote and, you know, I was able to work from home, but it started getting very toxic very quickly. And let me tell you why. Oh, Lord, y'all, that feels so good. All these pins out my head. Okay. If you're wondering how I had my hair too, it was like 2 like finger coils or finger pin curls. 2 pin curls with a swoop bang, which was really cute and easy to keep out the way. But I think I'm gonna re-pin everything because I like having my hair off of my face in the summertime because it's hot. And as y'all can see, I'm ready. I work out like literally Monday through Thursday. So I like to not have this sitting on my face while I'm working out. But basically, it got very toxic very quickly because of the fact that there was no work-life balance. And I'm gonna be honest, y'all, as a nurse, I really didn't know what work-life balance really was. Let me explain. So for me as a nurse, usually I worked beforehand. I worked in a clinic and I supported neurosurgeons and doctors, and I loved that role. However, if their clinics ran late, I was the nurse that liked to go above and beyond. I was definitely extra like that, and I would stay and help my team, and I loved it. At that time, I did not have any children. My husband was fine with me staying. You know, I'm still able to manage things, and it wasn't so bad. Usually the traffic when I stayed later was easier for me to get home faster, so it was fine. But eventually, after I had my daughter, I wanted more set hours, so I looked for something remote. Now, what sold me, of course, is the job being remote, but there also was this huge part of them explaining that there was a lot of education that you would be given to members, and I really liked that part of nursing. I love educating members, and so and it was a huge part of my role previously, so that was really appealing to me. But they did not say that this was going to be really a specific case management role. I'm gonna put that in red flags. They did not say that it was a case management role. Like and follow for part 2.
Story time on why I left my nurse practitioner program. While I get ready because life goes on. So a year ago, I quit my job working in the hospital as a nurse to go back to school and do a full-time nurse practitioner program. I honestly didn't realize how intense this program was and how busy I was going to be. So because this was a master's program, you need an 83 to pass a class. So an 82 and below is failing. So if you get an 81, that's failing. An 82, it's failing. And the classes are really, really hard. So it's not like you just have to be dumb to fail. 2 of the professors that were in the program, I had asked for advice, and they're like, to be honest with you, drop the full-time and switch to part-time because the full-time is really impossible. I genuinely put my all into that program, and I studied so much, but I still didn't meet the 83 requirement for 2 of my classes. And one of them, I don't even want to talk about it because it was right there, and I was missing like a point to pass. And after that, I decided that maybe I could do an online program or do something a little less intense if I still wanted to do nurse practitioner. But the truth is, I never really wanted to be a nurse practitioner. I just let everybody get in my head and let people around me get in my head and tell me that it would be better and that I should do it and that I should go back to school and all these things. If you take anything from this video, please know that if you do something because somebody else tells you to do something and not because you genuinely from the bottom of your heart want to do it, you're not going to get good results. You cannot live to please other people and make other people happy. I'm mad at myself, honestly, for letting people get to my head in the first place, because everybody just kind of made it seem like being a nurse is not good enough. And becoming a nurse is one of the hardest things I've ever done, and I'm so proud of that accomplishment, and I genuinely loved my job. But the grass is not always greener, because even throughout my clinicals and everything, it just was not the vibe for me. I actually liked being a nurse more than all the paperwork that came with being a nurse practitioner. And last of all, to be so for real with you, the older I get, my priorities have just shifted. I don't want to climb the corporate ladder. I don't want to be a boss girl. I don't want to work 40 hours a week. I don't care career-wise to go any further. There are other things that I aspire for. I want to have a family. I'm getting married. I just want to be a mom. Don't want to be a nurse practitioner. And I think that is okay. And I don't know why a lot of people don't want to come forward and just say that and kind of look down upon you for it. There is more to life than just getting another degree. If you can have both, but I don't really care to.
There is one specialty in nursing that is undoubtedly the hardest, and I'm...
I quit L&D in 5 months. Let's talk about it. I 100% agree with Morgan's video. Number one, these details are really very extremely serious. It's fine when you go into the room and reposition the mom and get, you know, a regular heart rhythm for the baby, but what about when you can't? They are going to critique the out of you on how long you took to find that baby, and you couldn't find that baby, and time is baby. Do you really want that baby's life on the line, on your heart? I didn't. 50% of the time, these moms are not okay. You have to go back for these emergency C-sections. You do become the OR nurse, the PACU nurse, the nursery nurse, and the mom baby nurse. You're all this in one. And nobody's coming back to relieve you because everybody is laboring as well. And number three, I'm so used to being able to fix things as an ICU nurse. You know, my mom was having pain, I had to call my CRNA. If my mom's blood pressure was low, I had to call the CRNA. I couldn't fix things like I usually could in ICU, and I did not like that. Comment part two, and I'll tell you more.
So before I go into the gym, I want to come on here and let y'all know that I just put in my resignation for my six-figure nursing job. I am quitting my six-figure nursing job. Now you may be like, sis, in this economy, I know, but at the end of the day, my intuition has been telling me to do this for the longest. Like, I honestly feel like I overstayed my welcome at this job, because literally not even 2 weeks on this job, people didn't even know me and they was already lying on my name. So I really felt like I overstayed my welcome, and it's just time for me to go. It's time for me to step into the unknown. It's time for me to trust the divine. And just bet on myself. Like, I really don't like working for no one. And the fact that I have to get up every single day and give my time away to somebody else, I'm just like, no. If I'm doing that for somebody else, helping somebody else build their dreams, guess what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna build mine. So, my term ends, because I do teach, so my term ends in like 2 months. So in 2 months, I will officially be saying bye-bye to the 9 to 5. So follow me if you want to continue to see my journey and how everything goes, because like I said, I'm trusting in the divine, and I'm in alignment. I'm just in alignment. Because I'm listening to myself.
Okay, so we're back for another TED Talk. This is something that I have been thinking about for a while now, and I feel that a lot of people might be in the same boat as me. I have been in the ER for over 3 years now, and I am just at a point in my life where I just feel stuck, and I just know where I am. I'm not supposed to be or supposed to be there for too much longer. And I'm juggling going back and forth with going back to school for my nurse practitioner or just leaving healthcare altogether and doing something completely different, or leaving the ER and doing like something outpatient and something that's less stressful and just more slower paced. And I know that God has it all figured out for us, and he just wants us to be patient, and he'll show us where we need to be. But just sometimes it's so hard to be patient in his plan. And I also wanted to know what everybody else does for work. And if you really love your nursing job, let me know what you do and if it's something I can look into, if it's something outpatient, or if you just really enjoy your job, comment down below what it is so I can know. So yeah, this has just been something I have been thinking about for a while now, and if you're in the same situation as me, just know that you're not alone and we will figure it out eventually. If you're going into work today like me, I'm sending you all the good vibes and I hope that you have a good shift. Okay, bye.
I start college in August, obviously. Why did nobody tell me that you can still be in debt while going to community college? I went to community college to avoid debt and I'm still gonna be in debt. So, with that being said, I will never be buying anything that I don't need ever again. Here's my coffee that I made today from home. Will never buy a coffee again. Just kidding, I'm lying. But like, I can't just go around spending money anymore. Anyways, yeah, that's my thought of the day.
So I am 28 years old and I recently quit my really cushy startup job to pursue a career in nursing. I'm so excited. I recently completed all my prerequisites to get into an accelerated nursing program. I do already hold a bachelor's in health studies, so I am somebody that qualifies for an accelerated second degree program. These programs are designed for individuals that already have a bachelor's degree. The only catch is that you do have to get prerequisites done. If you are not like a health science background, you probably don't have these prereqs done. So these include AMP 1 and 2, microbiology, chemistry, stats sometimes, nutrition, human development. So I got all my prereqs done and I am currently applying for schools. I like seriously thought this day would never come. But yeah, it was so scary quitting my job because I had a pretty good job. Like, it didn't pay amazingly, but I got to work remotely. I had really good benefits. And I was nervous. I was like, everyone else around me is kind of set in their careers and they're climbing the corporate ladder. And I was like, well, I should be doing the same. But honestly, it just never felt right to me. Like, I was just like, this is not what I'm supposed to be doing. And then I ended up having some of my own personal health struggles. And that led me to actually get care from a nurse practitioner who really treated me in a holistic way. And she taught me about slowing down and eating correctly and the importance of exercise and good sleep and de-stressing. On top of that, just like hormonal balance and ways to achieve that. And she really changed my outlook on like what healthcare could and what healthcare should be. And immediately, like after I met with her after the first time, I like walked out of her office and I was like, oh, I want to be her. I want to be you. She had such a patient-centered approach to care that just made me feel important and empowered. So it was at that moment that I was like, okay, I need to start thinking about how I can get back to school. So a year and a half went by, literally, and then I finally made the decision. I was like, okay, I'm gonna go back to school. And because I needed so many prerequisites done, I opted to quit my job in January of 2025 so that I could go back to school at community college for the spring semester and get my prerequisites done. Now, obviously, I'm super privileged. This is not really an option for a lot of people. So I'm super blessed in that way. I was able to achieve all A's in my prerequisites, and these are pretty hard courses. We're talking AMP 1 and 2, microbiology, chemistry, stats, human development, nutrition, things like that. Some of those courses I already had because I do have a health studies degree. But yeah, and so now I'm in this stage of applying for schools, accelerated nursing programs are extremely, extremely competitive. I am genuinely excited, but I'm scared. I'm also fully prepared if I don't get into one. I think a lot of them, a lot of the times, have about like 300 people that will apply, and only like 30 to 35 people get into the cohort. So very, very competitive, and within good reason. People want to be able to get their degree and start working as soon as possible. So I completely get that. But yeah, I just honestly just still feels like so pinch me. I can't believe I am at the age of 28 and making a complete career shift. I'm scared, but I'm really, really excited for the journey. But yeah, if any of you guys have any questions about making a career shift, especially to nursing at like an older quote unquote age, let me know. I would love to like bond over that, answer any questions, whatever it might be. You are not alone. And if you have a great support system, I definitely feel like it's even more possible. And I was lucky enough to have that. But yeah, I'm just so excited, and I just want to document how I feel in this moment. And I don't want to forget it, you know?
I've officially resigned from my job and from nursing in general. I didn't want to say anything until it was official, but it's now pretty official. I've been a nurse for about 5 years now, and lately I've been feeling like I'm at the end of my nursing journey. Just feeling run down, burnt out, stuck, whatever you want to call it. I've outgrown the career and just everything that comes with it. Just resigned out of nowhere, by the way. I do have another job. I have one more week of nursing and then I am done. Moving into a totally different industry, and this is just a massive, massive step for me. All of my family are shift workers, and I'm moving into a job that's Monday to Friday. It's 9 to 5. It's very different from what I know. It's going to be a massive transition. So guys are coming with me. We're going to get through this together. Thank you guys for all of your support though. Just reading all of your comments and seeing how much this is all resonating with you all. I just want to share more and help support everyone who's in it. I think nurses are genuinely the most incredible people, and it is an amazing career. Don't get me wrong with that. Now I'm ready for something different. Love you guys so much, and let's figure out what the hell we're gonna be doing together.
Bye. You know, we talk a lot about resilience in medicine, but no one talks about the conditions we're expected to be resilient in.
Nurses are taught to care for everyone, but we're still stuck in a system where nurses are eating their young, bullying, burnout, and even shame if you speak up.
We train in toxicity. We're told that exhaustion is just part of the process, that breaking down is somehow a rite of passage.
All of this trickles down to patient care, and when we're not well, our patients are not safe, period.
And it's not just about them. It's about us. Mental health matters. Our safety matters. We keep pretending we're fine, and the culture will never change.
Nothing changes if nothing changes. That includes how we treat each other, how we mentor, and how we lead as well.
It starts with us creating a culture where it's safe to say, I'm not okay, where kindness is policy, not a personality trait.
So here's the challenge. Be the coworker you wish you had when you started. Protect your peace like you protect your patients.
Because healthcare won't heal until we do.
I got ready for work this morning, and I sat down on my bed, and as I'm sitting on my bed, I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to go to work today, and it should not be like this. Because I love my job. I love the people I work with. I love everything about what I do. And I think people feel like this every day in any type of job they have. I don't think it's just in nursing. I think as a population, the general public, which includes me, has gotten a little less patient with everybody, and we've thrown like common courtesy and respect to the wayside. It's like whatever we think and however we feel is the most important thing, and how others are treated doesn't matter as a consequence. And as a person who was raised in the South by a very Southern mother, that just goes against everything I was brought up to believe in. Now, she didn't teach me to self-sacrifice. She didn't say, you know, do something for other people that ends up hurting you. She never said that. And I know a lot of y'all that aren't from here think that that's what we mean when we say things like that, that our mothers taught us to be courteous and genuine and happy and easy to get along with. Y'all think it means that they told us to self-sacrifice and that others meant more than we did. But I think society has now flipped that, and it's all about me, 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 me all the time. So when a nurse is down the hallway taking care of 10 to 20 patients and you're on the call light for your mother, and when she finally gets to the room because she was doing something for another patient that was a priority at the time, when they finally get in there with the mother and you're cussing everybody out, the nurse being rude in their face and all that because they didn't come fast enough to get to your mom, you've lost the ability to see that your mama's not the only person there, that there are other people there that need care as well. And I'd say the same for teachers, you know, that people think their kid is the only one that matters and they want the issue with their kid taken care of right then. I see a lot of my teacher friends talking about things like that and relating to things that I say about nursing because they're dealing with the public too, just in a very different situation. And more power to them, because I'm telling you, I could not be a teacher. I couldn't work with young kids and their mothers or parents. It's hard enough dealing with family members. And I do understand that when your family member is sick, it's stressful for you and you want everything taken care of right then. But sometimes it just can't be like that because you're not the only person there. Your mom's not the only person there. Your dad's not the only person there. Your grandpa's not the only person there. And then there's a whole nother conversation we need to have about aging and disease process and whether or not we should be doing CPR on a 99-year-old woman that has terminal cancer and cracking her ribs all up. It's just my opinion and my experience. But anyway, where did common courtesy go, y'all? Where did common courtesy go? Because that's what makes me not want to go to work. It's not my job. It's not my coworkers. It's not my boss. It's not the buildings that I walk into. It's none of that. It's the lack of common courtesy from people and people's family that I'm going to be taking care of. And I know there are a lot of nurses that feel that way because we have this conversation all the time. I just wish as a society we could get back to courtesy and respectfulness, but I don't know if we're ever going to get there.
Y'all, I don't even know anymore. I don't even know. All I know is I'm on my way home. But yeah, today was crazy. 3 of 3, 12-hour shifts, nurse. Yay. And I don't know, 24 years at the bedside, y'all, I'm just going to burn out, you know? Does anybody else feel like this, or is this just me? Like, I am burnt out. I've taken vacations, beach trips. I live in Florida now, so I live pretty much right on the road from one of the best beaches there is. And it's just like, yeah, it's time to change. Definitely time to change. It's not what it used to be, especially the past 5 years. It's just, wow. Whew, I don't know if it's going to take everything just to, for anything to change. I don't know. But something's got to change, because I'm telling you, this ain't working. And that's just facts, right? Drop in the comments. Nurses, let me know.
And that's essentially what happened, right? I got burnt out. I got burnt out from the ICU. That's what happened. And it's actually really crazy because I feel like I couldn't even get myself to say those words until I filmed that video. Like, burnout has such a negative connotation. But babe, if you're looking for a case study of burnout, look no further. Scroll down this page and essentially you will see the light leave my eyes. And it's crazy, right? Because you never think it's going to be you. Like, in nursing school, you hear about burnout, but you're so bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and excited to save the world. Like, oh, burnout's not gonna happen to me. I'm gonna wanna do this forever. I'm gonna wanna see the blood and guts and horror forever. But one of the comments said, losing someone changes the way you empathize. And I could not agree more. Because once I dealt with death personally, all of my cases in the ICU became so much harder. But it's really crazy because you really never think it's going to be you, but it is. There's a reason why critical care, ICU and ER have the highest rates of burnout in the nursing profession. I truly don't think we're supposed to see the things as nurses that we see constantly, like on a daily basis. Like, I don't think that's normal, which is why you see so many nurses all the time constantly like trying to leave the bedside, because what we see just isn't normal and people don't get it. People who aren't nurses, people who haven't worked in healthcare, who don't deal with the worst things of humanity, they simply don't understand the way essentially our brain chemistry is changed by working these traumatic ass jobs. Anyways, to combat my ICU burnout, I went on a lot of trips and I had an amazing time in all of those trips. And then when that plus night shift got to be a little bit too much for me, I quit.
These are some of the top reasons I hate nursing. I will say there are some like really good benefits to being a bedside nurse as well, but I'm just going over the reasons why I personally don't like it that much. Number one is the pay. Yes, there's so many ways that you could make a lot of money as a nurse, but none of them comes without like a sacrifice. Travel nursing, master's degree, all these things require some level of sacrifice. Like if you're a travel nurse, you have to leave. It doesn't really work that easily if you have a family. There's so many arrangements that you have to make in order to get access to these wages. Just being a bedside nurse in your own city, like the most accessible job, usually doesn't pay the bills enough. And I already work in New York, where it's one of the highest paying states. Second, the amount of responsibilities you have as a nurse is like more than what you signed up for. Those jokes that people make about nurses being like the doctor, the engineer, the reception, they're not like just jokes. Nurses have the primary responsibility for the patient in like an acute first encounter type of sense. So you're the person everybody goes to relay information. Okay, I have to do a...
Nurses, this is all the nurses. What are we doing instead of bedside? Me and my homegirl were just having a conversation and we do not think we want to do bedside long term. Like I've only been doing it, what, for almost 3 years now. And I'm like, I'm over it. I think I'm just about over it. So what are we doing? What's the side hustles? Are we starting businesses? Are we going back to school? We were literally just brainstorming of like different things that we can do. Because if I am going to start something else, I need to do it now, you know? And so, I don't know. I need some ideas. I need to know what we're doing. What are we doing?